The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Enjoy this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio in downtown Redding, your only locally owned, locally operated radio station in the area. Yeah, that's right. Hey, today is June the 12th, 2025, 7:05 in the morning. The news is always brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's here, who just took, because you have Cascade Curations, which you have vintage stuff, you just took a whole truckload of stuff out of, from Linda.
You know, in retrospect, that last the name is too much of a mouthful. Cascade Curations. I think we're just going to start rebranding CC's. You know, McDonald's is Mickey D's. We're going to go with CC's.
Well, now you got everybody knowing what Cascade Curations is. Now they got to figure out what CC is.
Yeah, good point.
CC and Company. I think that was Joe Namath movie from the 60s or 70s or something like that. It did have Anne Margaret in it, so.
Hey, it's National Jerky Day.
National Jerky Day.
And not, okay. Doesn't mean you can be a jerk. It just means...
No, it means National Jerky Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beef jerky, turkey jerky.
No, there's no... I mean, turkey jerky. No. No. I know people that have it, but no. Okay. Anything else? You got it.
National Peanut Butter Cookie Day. So you got jerky, and then you can have peanut butter cookies as a dessert.
Okay. There you go. Jerky and peanut butter cookies, the staff of life.
There you go.
Today, sunny with a high near 94 and a low around 60. Now, if you take a look, wow, Friday is going to be in the 80s. Tomorrow.
Love it.
Whoa. Yes. And then Saturday, Sunday, Monday are all going to be in the low 90s and at night in the low 60s. But Tuesday, it's going to be back up to 97, and next Wednesday, they're calling for 101. Mm. So enjoy today, tomorrow, through Monday, and then it starts going back up. And the weather reports are always brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane has been in the business over 30 years, and their third generation of Kenny's running the business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans at this business. They're good people. They're honorable people. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. See, you get to hear it today. And my guest is Chuck Kenny. But you hear that every time we do the news or do the weather.
Yeah, very good.
Well, and good morning, Chuck.
Good morning to you.
Chuck's a good friend. And for a variety of reasons, we come up with great ideas that we say, why don't people in their 30s come up with these ideas? Maybe they don't have the experience. Maybe they just don't want to have to work at that.
Mm.
But you have been going to Vietnam now for how long? How many years?
My first trip, well, I was there in 70, 71.
Well, yes. I mean, that was your first time there. And they sent you home early?
No, one day late.
One day late.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, your cousin came
home. My cousin came home 6 months earlier.
Quite early,
like
But, no, I made it through the entire tour. And we were, actually, they were in 1971 reducing the forces over there.
Marines really reduced forces.
And when you got to the replacement center, you just went on the list. First in, first out. They were sending home so many complete units that the 707s that packed in like sardines were all full.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got to the replacement center, I actually spent 6 days waiting to get on one of the planes to fly out of the country.
But you were in a relatively safe place?
Well, actually.
Or were you?
Actually, I was in Saigon, just outside of Saigon at the 90th Replacement Company in Long Bend. and we actually flew out of Saigon.
Okay.
The problem is I had been flying scout helicopters east of there about 50 miles from there over to the coast for the last 4 months. Okay. And had received fire from many places in that area. So when our plane took off, either he was trying to fly under artillery or he was a cowboy, whatever the case may be, seemed to me like we were flying at about 1,500 feet. Well, the effective small arms range shooting up is 1,500 feet elevation. So we flew for probably 15 or 20 minutes at very low altitude over an area where I had been shot at many times. And so I was ready to get my stand up and put my feet in the seat, you know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you hear you're on the Liberty Bird,
yeah.
And you start getting, you know, you start taking rounds through the bottom of the aircraft.
Yeah. Made me nervous.
When we left Baghdad out of the airport there, he takes off at a low altitude and we're coming in back. And, I mean, he's jinking it all over and I'm thinking, well, I mean, Baghdad was not safe at that point in 03, at least at that point. Probably still not safe. And then we're coming into another one, and he's popping flares off a C-130. And I'm like, whoa, no, quit popping flares. I thought we were just going to kind of leave and fly someplace, and we can get into a real aircraft. No, we took the scenic route, picked up a couple more groups, and anyway. So yeah, I know nobody having rounds come through the bottom of your helicopter is just not, you know, anyway.
Not conducive to good health. Yeah,
that was back then, and then you fast forward.
So in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I received something from the Vietnam Helicopter Pilot Association about the fact the title was Rotorhead's Return, which Rotorhead was a helicopter pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And they returned. So I said, well, I can go back to Vietnam with a bunch of other pilots, and we can commiserate and talk about the good old times. Or
maybe some closure there for some of them.
So I just went as a tourist. I wanted to see what does a country look like now. Well, unbeknownst to me, I was traveling with the Medal of Honor recipient, Mike Sprayberry, from 1968.
Right.
He received the medal for rescuing a platoon of infantrymen that had been cut off, many of them killed, many of them wounded. And so he went in and on about a seven-hour insertion on the ground, essentially fighting his way up to their location. Excuse me. And then he actually brought them out in the dark of night, and it was monsoon, I believe, and so no stars, no lights of any sort. In fact, at one point, he walked within about 4 feet of a couple of Vietnamese soldiers, and they did not know that he was an American. So after rescuing them, he was, in fact, awarded the MOH Medal of Honor, and
And there's a lot more to it. I mean,
exactly.
You're making it. That's
a quick note.
But there was, a lot more to it.
Right.
Yeah, it was quite the endeavor there.
Oh my goodness! So he, in fact, went back in '68 because they left three of the guys that they went in to save that were actually dead in the middle of the road and probably within 20 feet of them. They could not see them.
Wow.
The guys that they were rescuing were wounded enough and doped up enough, they had to get them out of there. And so they did not know that they had left three guys. So they wanted to go back within a couple of days and get our guys like we say we do.
Yeah.
But they did not have the support the area.
Excuse me.
Too early in the morning, I guess. But they did not have the support to go in and do it. So they pulled out, and Mike figured that, you know, the guys had eventually been recovered, and he never thought about it until 1980. He found out that there were three MIAs from that battle still out there. So he was going back, beginning when Vietnam actually opened it up for vets or Americans to come in. And so he started going back somewhere around 2005, 2006. And then I went with him in 2009. And I was
and
on
you
the
met him?
At the airport. Had never met him before.
Okay. And you had, but he wasn't in, he wasn't a helicopter pilot.
No, no. He was an infantryman. Yeah.
Okay. So, but you heard about it through your AirCav
magazine, right?
Magazine. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay.
So that's how I heard about the trip.
Now we're going to take a quick break right here. And we'll be right back, and we're going to get into your first trip. And then you're here for a great reason.
Yeah.
So we'll be getting to that. So, but you got to hear how you got to hear the story here. Okay, it's 7:15 in the morning, and it's about 69 degrees. And on my computer, get this, rainy days ahead. It says it right here. Obviously, they're in a different state. Why is it on my computer, though? Okay, we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The hunts are back for two nights at Blue River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Leading up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Win River Resort and Casino.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems, large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Happy 4th of July. Enjoy this encore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot of Beach Boy music today. Brian Wilson, founder of the Beach Boys and a musical genius, passed yesterday, maybe the day before. And I'm here with Chuck Kenny, who was a good friend of mine, and both was from that era. I mean, Beach Boys were huge.
I saw the Beach Boys live in Santa Maria the summer of 1963.
I saw them in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, my goodness.
About that same time. And then down in San Diego, this was back in the early 2000s. So it wasn't the Beach Boys, but it still had Mike Love and maybe one other in there. And then, you know, as long as I guess you have one Beach Boy, you can be called the Beach Boys. And it was in San Diego, and we attended it in an electric boat, little electric, you know, dinghy. Because everybody could just come up that way, or you could buy tickets and sit in front for a lot of money, or you could just, we all just came in on the water off our boats. So,
Carl, I got to say this. You guys both look like you could be in the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah. That's us.
For the listeners out there.
Right. We looked that old.
No, I mean just the look, you know.
I have not changed my
hairstyle. The Beach Boy look.
I have not changed my hairstyle.
That's us. Hey, I'm here with Chuck Kenny, who told how he started his trips over to Vietnam. And so that first trip in 2009, and you met
Mike Sprayberry
at the airport.
And
how many others went?
There were about 12 on that first trip.
Okay.
In fact, I meant to bring you a video. They made a movie about that return trip.
Oh, wow.
It actually aired on the military channel about 4 times and won many awards. Essentially talking about the Medal of Honor recipient going back, trying to finish the job.
Right.
That he, you know, had done as far as saving those. But he wanted to finish it by bringing home.
And that was why he went back.
That
was the original back and try and find those 3.
And now he has become known for doing that. And every time we have gone for the last, well, I've gone now 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we've gone, a different unit will get a hold of him and say, hey, while you're there, why don't you go look at this GPS location because we lost an aircraft. Usually it's aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
If they're talking about individuals, you know.
That's very difficult.
Very difficult. But in fact, he's got a list of things. Right now he's looking for 2 Chinooks in addition to what we just found on this last trip.
Well, okay. So you started there in 2009, and you've gone back 7 times.
Right.
And so, this is not a sightseeing trip.
No. No, in fact, in 2009, they actually invited me to go, and they were all the infantrymen from that combat situation in 1968.
Wow.
So all these guys, it was their first time back, but they were actually going to the battle site where they may have been wounded. A couple of them had been wounded there, and a couple of the others were there but had not been wounded. But We went back looking for those infantry guys. But while we were there, there was a Loach helicopter that flew in from Bravo Troop 1st of the 9th of the 1st Cavalry Division, which, by the way, was the same unit that I flew for in 1970 and 71.
Mm-hmm.
This is 1968. After they had actually rescued the infantry guys, they found out that they had left those 3. So the helicopter flew in, and for a scout pilot, he said, well, hey, you want your boys back, don't you? Well, yeah. They took off and flew up there, and within about a minute, he was shot down, and the 3 crew members from that light observation helicopter, Loach, the 3 crew members were lost there, and they could not get in and recover them.
Wow.
So now, within half mile of 2 different locations, there are now 6 MIAs. So, while we were there looking for Mike's infantry guys, I say looking for, we're just looking for at the terrain and where they could have possibly been expediently buried on the battlefield.
And that happened. There were, shell holes, bomb craters, whatever, they would bury them.
And it was not the Americans that would do that.
No.
It was the North Vietnamese. And the reason being, you don't want to leave that decaying body on the battlefield with disease and smell and everything else.
Yeah.
So if there was a convenient bomb crater, they would dump them in there and kick dirt on them and get them off the battlefield. So that's what we were looking for there. But Mike said, along with his other crew, hey, there was a helicopter that crashed just right around the next valley over there. Why don't we go over there and take a look around? So we drove our nice air-conditioned Mercedes 15-passenger van over there. You know, it was like when you and I were over in combat. You know, it was all that comfortable
stuff.
It was
all like that.
So we drove up there. We drove up there and got out of the van and slid down a very, very, and had already begun to plant it in banana trees and manioc and whatever else they could grow. It's subsistence living for those people.
Sure.
So we slid down this hill and come to a flat area and started picking up parts to that aircraft.
Wow.
And, in fact, we picked up the zipper on one of the flak jackets where you zip your flak jacket together in front.
Yeah.
We picked up the corner of the zipper with a little tab on it. So, and I was walking along and kicked what I thought was a piece of soggy cardboard. And you need to understand that on the Loach helicopter that I flew and these guys, the guys that we were looking for here, flew, they hand laid the fiberglass air intake under the rotor head up on top. And it had a very unique shape. And what we did in the first of the ninth of the first cab, we would paint a yellow square for Bravo Troop. Charlie Troop had a circle, and Alpha Troop had a triangle. And it was painted in yellow, inside a yellow square, circle, or triangle. And we would brazenly write our call sign. And my call sign was Sabre 1-4. So we would put our number on our assigned bird. So I'm walking along, and I kicked what I thought was a piece of soggy cardboard. No, it was part of that inlay, that fiberglass hand-laid air intake. And I reached down and picked it up and turned it over. And on what I was holding in my hand was a corner of the yellow square.
And this was in 2009?
This was in 2009.
Okay.
So we now have absolute positive ID of the bird we're looking for. This
right
is the crash site. So we turned that into the Department of Defense, MIA POW Accounting Command, and they put it on a list. There were 3,600 MIAs at the end of the Vietnam War. We are now under 900 that may have been recovered.
Now, and I think we talked about this before, but I'm not sure. I know you and I have talked about it.
Right.
I did not realize what an effort the Department of Defense is still making. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He specializes in workers' compensation, and he knows what he's doing. Patrick Gorman, another veteran, also former law enforcement, went to law school. Workers' injuries can be life-changing for you and your family. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate, then you need somebody to help you, and that's going to be Patrick Gorman. You can give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're only going to talk to Patrick. You're not going to talk to, you know, paralegals or whatever. It'll be Patrick Gorman. Patrick's been doing this for a while and has built himself over the last few years the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento, right there in Palo Cedro. Give him a call. He's going to fight for you. If you know what, he is going to take care of you and make sure that you get what you deserve out there in workers' compensation. Help your family, help you. 530-262-2168 today. His website is GormanLaw.com. We'll be right back with Chuck Kenney.
Experience the thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 and 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final drawing. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College Summer Musical Comedy Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I wish that every kiss was never ending.
Beach Boys, Brian Wilson passed. 82 degrees. I mean, the guy was a genius and tortured, a tortured guy. I mean, mental health problems, drug problems. But my gosh, could he write music? And it was so different than anything else. That, you know, their harmonies and all these things. So, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Electric Utility. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Then Reading Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And I'm here with one of my favorite people, Chuck Kenny. Vietnam veteran, helicopter pilot, but he's gone back like seven times. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's your eighth time you've been there though.
That is true. Yeah.
To, looking for MIAs. He told just about his first time there that he actually identified a site where a helicopter, an army helicopter had gone down looking for three other MIAs. Right. And people don't realize that Marines, would throw a company and more back into recovered bodies. And I read a book by a Navy doctor who worked in, you know, the upfront forward hospitals, and he could not understand that. He said, there's two dead guys they left back there, and now we've got two more dead guys, 10 wounded, because they were not going to leave them. And it was kind of like, yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Yeah. But it does happen, because in the heat of battle, especially if you're in the jungle terrain and all this, somebody may get left behind that was killed, and nobody could get to them at that point, and then coming back later, which is what you're doing. Yeah. So, you found that one, and that kind of probably, did that kind of like torque you up a little bit? I mean, you got
it
like,
brr. Yeah, it did, but we found that in 09, they were not, because they had this long list of other digs that right. they were going to, you know, get to eventually, it was 2019 before they actually started the dig on this one.
Wow.
And
now, the government, DOD, I always thought that it was you and Mike and maybe a few other guys and a bunch of Vietnamese. I didn't realize until we had breakfast the other day that DOD has a team that goes in with you.
They do.
I just never even thought about it.
Well, they don't go in with us. In fact, they don't want us on the site because they would be responsible for any medical issues that us old guys would have out mm-hmm. there. So they really don't like it when we are out there. But we're on our own dime. We're tourists. We can go
anywhere we want.
Except in that country, we still have to go with a guy who is authorized to be out there. They really don't want a lot of traffic, although they're getting more and more in those indigenous areas.
Yeah.
They want them to be able to maintain their culture, et cetera.
Right.
But now they've got colored TVs out there, so that they're going to lose a lot of that.
Yes. As soon as they start watching MTV, their whole lives are going to change.
Exactly.
But you've got a medic out there. You've got an EOD guy, which is
extremely important.
Extremely important.
Last year, they uncovered a 40-millimeter grenade.
Yeah.
That was launched through what we called a chunker.
Yeah.
And essentially a big shotgun that could shoot a grenade, you know, 50, 60 yards instead of just throwing it. They found one that had they hit it with a pick, it'd have blown up.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
So let's kind of like fast forward.
Okay.
So is this Loach that you went to? Because you went to other places besides this one.
Right.
But this is the one you finally went back to, and
we've essentially gone back to this location checking on the progress of any new digs on for the infantry guys.
Yeah.
But we have been going back to this one now for the last two or three trips because they actually got the excavation open on this Loach.
And by the way, this is like an archaeological dig.
Exactly. They put grids out and they take it down, you know, 3 to 6 inches at a time. And I've got pictures where they've got all these different levels and they're digging a 6x6 area and it's down 6 inches and then they bring the one next to it down. So it's an archaeological
dig. And this is a large area. This isn't the size of this office.
No,
it's a large area. Okay. So, this last time.
So
let's talk about
the team was there in March. We got there 18th of April, went to the dig site, and there's all kinds, since even last year, there's all kinds of new ground been opened up. And so we're looking around, and they had actually, normally they just do dry sifting where they pick the locals, dig the dirt, carry it in 5-gallon buckets over to these sifting trays, and they go through it. Well, we got an unofficial report that they had recovered a white tooth, they called it, you know, essentially a front tooth and a gold crown. But we got back in the USA on April 28th. On May 5th, the younger brother.
That was this year. Right. Okay.
The younger brother of one of the crew members that we're looking for actually went with us last year out to the dig site, and he had his moment with his brother out there, and we let him, you know, he stayed out of the way while he did that. He went back with it with us this year. He also did 20 years in the reserves and the Army and has done his part. But that makes him like 18 to 20 years younger than us, so he can troop up and down those hills like crazy.
Hey, run up there and get us an iced tea.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay.
But he was with us this year. When we got back, April 28th, he received a notification from the Department of Defense, MIA Accounting Command. They had actually found, they have recovered, an identifiable set of remains for his brother.
Wow.
So we've been, you know, he's been out there since 1971. We've been looking since 2009. And
so they found a tooth and through DNA and all that
Well,
kind of
they found more than that because the tooth would have not, not really been enough.
Okay.
So they found more than that. We don't have details on that. The department,
but they found enough.
They found enough that they officially declared he was recovered.
Wow.
So we got two more guys.
Now, how did...
Go ahead.
Two more guys.
Well, the two more crew members.
Two more guys you're looking for. So
pilot.
They've got to probably be right around there, I think.
They're going back in September.
Now,
what we don't know is we know that this one brother's brother, his remains were recovered. It could be that the other two were also, and we just have not heard from the family members of the other two.
Oh, okay.
However, it is on the schedule for them to go back.
It just makes sense if they found one, they probably put them all together.
That could well be the case.
Yeah, and the other thing too is when you're dealing with the villages up there, I mean, most of those people have since passed.
Yes,
but they remember the stories
exactly,
but you found something else there that we're going to talk about right after this break. Wait till you hear what he found up there, my friends. I'm here with Chuck Kenny. He and Judy, of course, own Shasta Gas Propane, even though they kind of like, they've got three generations of Kenny's running this thing. So I've seen your truck out there because I drive by every so often. I see your truck out there. You're still out there.
I go down and kick up a little dust.
Yeah,
I just assume I'd not come down.
Yeah,
honestly.
Well, all right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blast and go cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a fever away.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
card ways.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, we're playing Beach Boy music today, and we will rest of the day, rest of the morning. Brian Wilson passed away, the founder of the Beach Boys. And I'm here with Chuck Kenny, founder of Shasta Gas Propane, and a former Wrangler, he was telling me about. He was a Wrangler at a camp. We talk horses and weird things horses do. But Chuck has been going back to Vietnam since 2009.
Right.
And they've been looking for MIAs. At one time there were over 3,600
right.
MIAs.
Right.
And that number is down to less than 900 now since the war has ended. And in this last trip, they discovered the remains of one of the members of a helicopter crew that were killed, was killed in 1971.
I was going to say 60.
I thought that's what you'd said because that's when Sprayberry went in.
Right.
And through God's great works, his brother, who was 2 years old when he was killed, was with you.
Yeah.
And was able to go to the site where his brother had been killed. And
so actually they notified us after we got back. We just went to the site, you know, to see any progress on the dig, and it had doubled in size.
Right, right.
And so when we got back, he received official notification from the Department of Defense MIA Accounting Command, Missing in Action, MIA. He received official notification that his brother's remains had been discovered.
And they're going to be shipping them back so then they can bury him.
He will have a full military funeral.
Yes, he will.
They put on a full uniform and put those remains inside the uniform, medals, name tag.
Yeah, everything. People don't realize it when I've been involved in that in casualties, that they have a complete uniform, including shoes.
Yeah.
And their cover. And one of the things that we're instructed to do is pop that thing open, make sure everything's in there, because you never can tell.
Yeah.
But their medals, everything, and then we seal it. And for their internment with honor,
right.
Military honors. Now, you found something else, too.
Okay, so on another trip, we are looking for a second light observation helicopter that was shot down in 1971.
Okay.
And this is about 20 miles away from this first discovery site. So we've been going back to this village for probably 5 or 6 years. And it's got a little creek that runs down alongside it. And so the report was that aircraft was lost in this area. The Department of Defense MIA Accounting Command only have the reports, after-action reports, from 1968, 65, 70, uh-huh. two or three, whenever they were lost. And so The maps are slightly different today compared to GPS.
Sure.
Stuff. And so.
Exact locations are hard to pinpoint because you're getting shot at.
Exactly.
You see something go by, something going down. Yep.
So this guy was lost in 1971, he and his observer. And he actually, his aircraft was outfitted with a minigun machine gun. The unit I flew for, we actually had three crew members. This unit that he was flying for only flew two people with the minigun on the Little Bird. So we've been going to this village for 5 years now, and we finally advised the people. The U.S. government learned early on, you don't really tell people there's going to be a reward if they find something, because they are intelligent enough to know, hey, I have something in my backyard here, and if you pay me, you can come and dig. So the government, U.S. government, was doing some of that and figured out people were just taking advantage of that,
yeah,
and not finding anything. So the U.S. government, by policy, does not offer rewards for information. Our Vietnamese tour guide, however, has told some of these places that we go and we have a good idea that there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
He's told them, if you find something that has to do with an American aircraft or something, we will pay for the information. So we go this year, and we are at this little village. And when we get in, our tour guide told us on the phone the day early, he said, I got a big surprise for you guys. Okay, well, we don't know what it is, but we're excited about it. So we get to the village, and one of the local villagers, they had had a flood, a flash flood, November of last year. And this creek that runs down alongside this village was way high. And so a couple days later, the local villager walked down to the creek to see what things look like now. And unbelievably, really, there was laying there in the creek a minigun that came off of that aircraft that we're looking for.
The barrel.
The six barrel.
Yeah. And with the serial number.
With the serial number on it, so we are able to tie that directly to that Little Bird helicopter.
So it's got to be around there someplace.
It's around there somewhere. And the benefit to knowing that is the report from way back in 1975 to 80, somewhere in there, when the U.S. government was actually looking more aggressively for some of these MIAs before the information got too old or the locals died. The report was that that pilot was buried in a cave right there somewhere alongside the creek. So if we've got the crash site, now they'll go in and actually, and we have tried to get down to some of those caves. We know where one is, but the bamboo that is anywhere from 2 to 6, 8 inches in diameter and, you know, 40 or 50
yeah.
feet tall, there's a big blowdown. You can't even hack your way through to get
no,
to
geez.
That cave. So what'll happen there is the U.S. government will pay the locals to actually burn off some of that slash. And actually, it'll be a benefit to them because they don't have to clean it all out by hand, and they can go and plant banana trees and
sure.
food products, and the U.S. government will be able to access that cave.
Chuck, I need to ask you this. We've got like 4.5 minutes left. Why do you do this? Why did you do this?
Well, first time I just went to be a tourist and see what it was
right.
like.
Right.
One of the reasons I do this is that on my first trip over, and on a subsequent trip, I'll tell the second time it happened. We were at Quezon, where the Marines had been
yeah.
under siege. Now it's an outdoor museum, and so you go there and you see some of the blown up tanks and armor personnel carriers and whatnot. But while we were there, my wife and I were standing next to this Huey helicopter. And I said, hey, take a picture of me next to the helicopter. And so she's taking a picture, and we hear this trilly whistle, like a coach's whistle. And we look around, and there's a Vietnamese tour group there with 20 to 30 North Vietnamese retired officers. They got the scrambled eggs on their hat. They got medals from their lapel all the way down to their belt. These guys were high-powered officers during the Vietnam War. I told my wife, hey, let's go over here in the shade somewhere because I'm not interested in round two of this deal, you know. And so we are trying to gently walk away and not be too obvious. And our Vietnamese tour guide says, hey, I've got to the other tour group. He says to them, hey, I've got three American GIs here on tour. And, oh, my goodness, it was family reunion. They come over, they're hugging us. Every one of them has to shake our hand. Every one of them has to get their picture taken with us. That was one of the greatest things for my heart and my head that I've ever experienced, other than my wife and my birth of my kids. I'm telling you, that turned my attitude around.
Wow.
So why do I go back? Why have I done that? Because there is no animosity now between at least the southern Vietnamese,
yeah.
You know, the ones that lived in South Vietnam. They love it when we come over there. Just bring your tourist dollars and come on, and they roll out the red carpet.
No, Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City now, is a my in-laws went there.
Yeah.
And it was, they had a very nice experience there in Vietnam.
It's absolutely
not
gorgeous.
Not Cambodia. They hit Cambodia, and they said they'll never go back again. Yeah. So, you know, Chuck, thank you so much for what you do. I mean, you do it out of love, and you do it out of sense of service.
Yeah.
But it didn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah.
About you.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm 78 years old, and this trip was really hard on me, and I'm not sure how many more I have in me. I told Mike Sprayberry, I said, Brother Mike, if you go back, I got your back. I'll come along. But at this point, he and I are both questioning whether we need to do that anymore.
Well, maybe you can. Maybe you've handed it off to that younger soldier who found his brother's remains.
He's really interested in continuing that.
And you know what? I am happy to hear. I'm gratified to hear is our government is still over there after all this time. They are still looking, and they are still finding.
That's exactly right.
And our appreciation also goes out to the Vietnamese government.
Yeah, they're
for
helping.
Assisting,
absolutely.
For assisting in this.
Yeah.
So, thanks a lot, buddy.
Hey, thank you for giving me the opportunity to share.
Well, this
and
is,
for
this
my Vietnam vet buddies, I have tried to encourage them, go back. It'll be good for you.
I wish that Rocket could have gotten back there.
Yeah.
It might have put him at ease in toward the end of his life.
Yeah.
And because he wasn't.
Yeah.
And he, of course, you know, being medevac the way he was.
Right.
He never left Vietnam.
Right.
He never left Vietnam. And maybe he needed to go back. And this would have been a way for him to do it.
Exactly.
You know, Agent Orange got him. As it continues to keep on giving to our Vietnam veterans.
Well, I've had prostate cancer twice, and the Lord has healed me twice along with the doctors at the VA, which
the VA.
I appreciate very much.
Yeah, I'm hearing things. You know, I'm reading a lot on the VA. You know, they're cutting jobs in this, but they're also are declaring that money, they got a bigger budget this year than it ever has.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the health of the veterans. We'll see what goes on there.
Right, right.
And, but, yeah, I've never had bad treatment there.
Me neither.
Ever.
Me neither.
Anyway, you take care, my friend. God bless.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Okay, after the news, we're going to have Simpson University here and their undergraduate dean and a couple other people. We'll be right back.
KCNR. News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After launching America's 250th anniversary celebration in the heartland last night, today President Trump is set to sign his watershed tax and spending bill at the White House.
President Trump was in a celebratory mood addressing a crowd at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines on the eve of July 4th.
Has anybody ever had a better two-way Senate?
Trump took the stage after the House approved the amended Senate version of the tax and spending legislation he championed.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big beautiful bill.
The president plans to sign the legislation during a picnic at the White House while stealth bombers and fighter jets that were part of the strikes in Iran fly overhead. I'm Jennifer King.
Tuesday's fireworks warehouse explosion left 7 people missing in Northern California, and they still haven't been found. Yolo County Undersheriff Matt Davis says there's good reason for that.
We cannot move forward until the scene is safe. And I have full confidence that the public safety individuals who are working to do that are doing everything they can and with the urgency that is necessary right now.
Speaking with KGO-TV, there's no word yet on the cause of the explosion about 30 miles northwest of Sacramento. Americans on the move this holiday weekend.
We're projecting not only record numbers of drivers and people on the roads, but also a record number of air travelers. In the car category, we're projecting 61.5 million people. And then in the air travel category, more than 5.8 million.
And AAA's Aixa Diaz notes that gasoline much cheaper than it was a year ago, with regular now averaging $3.16 a gallon. Wall Street closed today in honor of the nation's birthday. The market is taking a pause after climbing higher into record territory yesterday, the S&P setting an all-time high. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Lately, it seems that each of Russia's airstrikes on Ukraine is even more severe and more devastating than the previous strike.
Russia has launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight in the largest aerial assault since the war began. Capital Kyiv was the primary target. At least 23 people were injured and multiple residential buildings in the capital were damaged. Ukrainian air defenses shot down 270 targets and another 208 targets were lost from radar and presumed jammed. But dozens still struck or caused damage across the city. Fires and destruction were reported in at least 5 of Kyiv's 10 districts, and railway infrastructure was also hit. The attack came hours after President Donald Trump held a call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and made his first public comments on the U.S. decision to pause some shipments of weapons to Ukraine. I'm Karen Chemas.
News and analysis, townhall.com. So much for eggflation. A couple of popular restaurant chains, widely known for their breakfast anytime fare, have lifted the surcharges that they had placed on eggs. We get the details from correspondent Keith Peters.
Denny's and Waffle House have removed surcharges that the two restaurant chains added to their menus when U.S. egg prices spiked earlier in the year. Denny's confirmed on Thursday that it eliminated its surcharge on May 21st. Waffle House said it removed its surcharge on June 2nd in social media posts this week. Both chains put surcharges in place in February as the price of eggs soared. The price of a dozen grade A eggs hit a record high of $6.23 per dozen in March after large outbreaks of bird flu. But egg prices speak.
Enjoy this onshore presentation of Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Thursday, the 3rd of July, the day before Independence Day. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're playing patriotic music today.
Yes, sir.
Because we're not going to be here tomorrow. It's going to be best of. Because it's Independence Day, and I'm giving everybody a day of liberty, including myself and Linda. So, what's the weather look like? And I tell you what, tomorrow, you couldn't ask for a better day than tomorrow. Today it's going to be, I think around 98. Tomorrow, 89, clear skies, a low of about 64. Out there, anything you do, the weather's going to be perfect. Make sure you put all your sunscreen on. Still, the sun's shining, but it's going to just be beautiful. And tonight's going to be beautiful for Anderson Explodes. And that's going off tonight down at the fairgrounds down there. Saturday, it's going to be about 95, and it starts picking up Sunday and through next Wednesday into the low triple digits, 100, 102, like that. But the weather's just, again, going to be beautiful. But tomorrow's going to be exceptionally beautiful, so as it should be for our Independence Day. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business. Chuck Kinney and the Kinney family are in the third generation of Kinney's running this. It's been around about 28 years now. They treat their customers like friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They got other payment plans. They've won awards for, state-level awards for hiring veterans. This is Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Doug Janke. It's the first Thursday of the month, and here you go. How you doing, buddy?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you on the way in at about 7:30, I hear, and we have Doug Janke coming in, and I don't know why. I mean, really, I'm the most kicked-off person on your entire history of your show, and then when you
That is true. That is true. I'll kick you off for if anything that seems more interesting, boom, you're gone.
I'm just saying, if you get a blowing hair, you're like, I'm kicking Doug off.
Yeah,
hey,
it.
Dave, I've got an appointment for the best of tomorrow. Do you like the best of my Doug Janke on Poke the Hornet's Nest and Carl show? That should last like 2 or 3 minutes.
See, I think what he was doing was it's like wrestling. You know, you got to build it up like Doug Janke.
Yeah, I know. I was almost crying, but then I realized it came from Carl, so it didn't really hurt me too much.
Really? I'll try harder.
Oh, you need to try a lot harder, son. I was a baseball player. I got abused everywhere I went.
As well you should be.
getting
paid for playing a children's game. Come on.
I fooled a bunch of foreigners. They paid me plane tickets. They flew me to Australia. They flew me to Canada. Well, I should say I got
well,
to drive
first
to Canada.
Of all, you should have paid them to play in Australia.
You know what? The fact I was on a baseball field and somebody was writing a check to me, I thought was pretty darn amazing.
It was. You know what I mean? All of the, you know, when every Marine Expeditionary Unit that floats out from the West Coast, everybody from, you know, the Navy side, the Marine side, we're all just fighting like crazy to get down to Australia as being one of the ports. Come on, we need to get down there. You know, no, you've got to go to places like Korea and Thailand, and you've got to be there, and then you've got to be ready to go back to Panama. And it's all this, no, we just want to go for a week in Australia.
Oh, you know? I'm telling you, it was, I was there, and my first season was in 1990 for 6 months, and then my second was in 94. So the team didn't learn the first time, they invited me back a second time. So, you know, yeah, it was a pretty cool gig for a while when you're a young guy. 12 seasons, it's not too bad.
Well, you know, I never made it. Our Mew did not make it. We ended, you know, we went to Guam. We were late leaving because the Panama excursion hadn't happened yet. But remember, we were rattling our sabers that we were going to go down to Panama, and then everything backed off for 6 months.
Yep.
Well, they held us back, and we had a mission to go in and take parts of Panama. But all that backed off, but we were late leaving. So we got to go to Guam instead of,
consolation prize.
Instead of
island
Australia,
in the middle of nowhere.
Instead of Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you guys are hitting on a lot of stuff. I heard you guys on the way in talk about the false media, which I thought was a lie by saying that, just so you know. I mean,
you thought it was a lie?
Well, I mean, you know, I think Hemingway summed it up best. If you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read it, you're ill-informed. So I think that pretty sums up the modern media.
I think so, but we were, you know, it seems like, though, that there was more trust in the media back decades ago. And I don't know, maybe it shouldn't have been, but I think people, you know, they trusted somebody because it was kind of a news. Mm-hmm. However, there was still opinion in there. It just wasn't as blatant, probably.
You know, I mean,
I don't know.
When you look back at what the
FBI was, Brinkley and those guys, I mean, they just talked back and forth about things that were happening.
Well, and I think America was a much more cohesive unit. And, you know, but when you start now, years later, you find out what Hoover was doing with the FBI, and you find out that what the lies were going on around, you know, military incursions around the world now. But back then, it was the truth. We're like, oh, my God, where, you know, those commies in Vietnam, those commies in Korea, those, you know, the communists in Hollywood. And then you find out that now, years later, looking back, a lot of that wasn't necessarily as true as we thought. I think we were just a much more trusting, family-based, cohesive country. Nowadays, we are fractured to every individual thought.
Well, the other, but this goes back again too, is the amount of
and I think we have too much information.
Input. The amount of input that was. See, back then it was ABC, CBS, NBC, and I think that was about it.
Yeah.
Then you may have, you know, then you had your local news, but you only had three. You only had three voices out there, plus the papers. Now, papers were much more
influential
back then. Many more of them. You know, kind of a different attitude. But you still had your New York Times and your Wall Street Journal, and you had the ones that, I mean, they had their look at things.
Yeah.
But you weren't inundated 24 hours a day by people having to come up with stuff to keep their ratings.
So they
say things that they don't check. They, you know, one source, no sources. They heard this in the bathroom, you know, while they were in there.
Yeah.
These kind of things. So you've got all of that now. And then TikTok and Facebook and
Instagram, Snapchat,
YouTube, all of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just overwhelming.
Yep.
And back then,
I think that's what it really. I think that's what it is called. It was overwhelming.
Yeah. Back then, it was simpler.
Yeah.
And if you didn't want to hear the news, you didn't have to listen to the news. It wasn't everywhere around you.
Well, you know, looking back at the children of today, I mean, these poor kids are completely screwed. I mean, they're trying to get influencers. They're following these people that you look like they have this glamorous life and they're on a boat and whatever. It turns out they're whack jobs like everybody else is. And back in the day when we were younger, we went outside and played. And, I mean, our biggest influence was Gilligan and the Skipper.
Which is kind of scary. Though.
That was our biggest influence. Gilligan working a ginger. We're like, yeah. Well, that, I get that.
We never questioned how come Ginger always looked this great with all these beautiful gowns for a 3-hour trip.
Yeah.
On the Minnow. And how did they get on the Minnow? Was there ever a show that said why the richest people, some of the richest people in the world, or the millionaire, the professor, Ginger, Marianne, was there any kind of...
Well, like a 17-foot dinghy.
Yeah, I mean, why were they even on this? I mean, you understand why the Skipper and Gilligan were on it, but why were the rest of the people on it?
Well, I think you just made an inference to Skipper and Gilligan. I don't know. In today's world, you can do that. Back then, that was not what we thought.
Oh, no, but you never thought of that because Skipper's always... Gilligan was his little buddy.
He was his little buddy.
And that was it. And then, I mean, but it...
I got you. Yeah,
no, you're a sick person. Anybody that would infer that is probably because
I never did until we got to the modern times. I was like Gilligan and the Skipper were a skipper and mate. I had no other thoughts. The modern world has brought that
nor
to me.
Nor should you. I know that means one thing.
Yeah,
we have to take a break.
All righty.
All right. This portion of the show then is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. I'm going to call him up and see if there's a way of suing you somehow. Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of a denial? I mean, work injuries are life-changing, can be life-changing. and the it affects you, it affects your family. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back at work, but you're just not getting the treatment you should have. Well, Patrick Gorman can help with that. Give him a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You're going to be talking to Patrick. You're not talking to a paralegal or anything. And he's going to go over your case with you. And if you've got, if it's working the way it should, it's just taking time, he's going to tell you that. He says you don't need legal right now. However, if it's not, if what's happening to you is not correct, if it's wrong, and it's not according to the law, Patrick Gorman can help you. He's a scrapper. And I trust this guy. And I know that he'll give his best shot to help you. And he's been really successful. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, 530-262-2168, GormanLaw.com, located in Palo Cedro. And we'll be right back.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Join us for our July Beat the Summer Heat Swipe to Win Drive. One lucky winner will receive a Samsung 70-inch TV
and a Samsung soundbar.
Daily entries start on July 2nd and continue until July 9th, with the final drawing taking place on July 9th at 8 p.m. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here on July 3rd, day before Independence Day. Good morning, everybody. 8:20 in the morning. And KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you're thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, well, Reading Electric Utility still has rebates available. It can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, maybe some federal rebates still available. We don't know for sure, but I'm sure they're still out there. And I'm here with Doug Jahnke, and we're discussing the world today. And I'm going to throw the three words out to him, and I'm just going to sit back here and catch up on some of my reading. Big, beautiful bill.
Big abomination bill is what it should be. Mr. Elon Musk was 100% right on this. You and I were talking briefly off air in that when Doge came out, I was a big supporter. We're going to find this. And indeed, within no time, they found billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in waste and fraud and corruption. And for every dollar Elon and his crew, his young crew of merry bandits was saving, Trump and the boys were adding $2 to our deficit. And so here's now this new bill. And the one good thing about it, if there is a good thing, is it's going to extend and make permanent Trump's tax cuts, which for you and I means we get to keep a little bit more money in our pocket. But the reality is it's going to add over $2 trillion to the debt this year, and then they're going to be adding another $2 trillion next year. And Trump's time as president in his 8 years, he will have added a combined $18 trillion in total debt to the pocketbooks of us Americans. And the man, let's be honest, he's got more money than I do, and he's richer and all that good stuff, but he comes from the business world where his entire empire was built on debt. And he thinks you can do that here in the government. And for the folks listening, you know what you make every month. You've got your income and you've got your outgo. Well, I knew we actually hit rock bottom in terms of Trump when he agreed with Elizabeth Warren of all godforsaken people that we should eliminate the debt ceiling. Then I knew we had crossed into the netherworld, and I expected to see Rod Serling on a plane looking out a window with something on there and William Shatner as a Twilight Zone reference there. So to answer your question, sir, it's an abomination. It's going to put us deeper in debt. It doesn't really cut any of the pork. And you and I had this little tit for tat last time I was on here. You know, we're giving the military a $1.1 trillion budget this year if it passes. And for folks to know, you know, a million is a thousand thousand, a billion is a thousand million, and a trillion is a thousand billion. So in the next 12 months, the military will get to spend a thousand billion dollars.
I think with the DOD budget?
$1.1 trillion.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you asked about it. I could go on and on. I don't want to go on and on. I'm just going to say it's an abomination. The rhinos have joined with the Democrats. And the fact of the matter is the two congressional people that Trump should align with heavily, if he really was serious about anything, would be Thomas Massie and Rand Paul. Get on with those guys because they are fiscal conservatives. They do want to cut the size of government. They do want to lower taxes. And all Trump can do is spend his time like a three-year-old beating on them on his ex account.
Yeah, he doesn't like them too much.
No, and those are the two guys that actually have
Americans. The last time we budgeted and we balanced the budget, it was under Bill Clinton. But it was really under
Newt
Gingrich because they had the Senate and the House.
And Billy was smart enough to go with it.
Oh, no, Clinton. Here's the thing about Clinton. Would they call it triangulation? When he realized he was going to get beat up and get beat up bad.
He kept going liberal, 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 and that wasn't working. So he went to the middle.
He did go to the middle, but Gingrich and House of Representatives and the Senate came up with a balanced budget.
Yep.
How long ago was that?
That would be the 80s.
80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be after Bush the second, or Bush the first, I should say. So,
yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry if I have a bit of a lisp. I had oral surgery 3 weeks ago, and they did all kinds of weird stuff in my mouth by bone grafts and tissue grafts, so it's still healing. Yeah, it sucks, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, don't get old, folks.
Says the guy sitting there with a bandage on his ear. Okay, if you kids are listening, wear your sunscreen.
Oh, you know what's funny is
I dodged a bullet this time, but you've had what 11?
I think 11 pieces of skin cut frozen out of me.
Use your sunscreen, especially this weekend. It's gonna be nice and sunny. And if there's any question on that, ask your parents. And parents, put sunscreen on your kids. Slather them with it.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is when first sunscreen first started coming out, I have been a proponent user. I've worn long sleeves playing baseball for all my career after I started getting too many skin burns. So I really did. I think a lot of this comes from my very young years. You know, when we lived down in the Santa Barbara area, we'd go to the beach all the time. And I would get sunburns on my shoulders where, you know, you get the blisters and you're scratching for like days.
You've got like light skin
and
things like that.
Yeah.
Well, in the Marine Corps, when I was young private and corporal and all this, and then I was a second lieutenant, we'd have these haircuts.
Yeah.
And it would literally look like a horseshoe on top of your head.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really, you know, everything was kind of shit.
Jarhead, wasn't it what they call it?
Well, no, it was just, it was like you could put your hand on top of your head and said, cut around it.
Yeah.
And they would, and then they, you know, and then they cut it real short in the middle. So it was literally like a horseshoe on top of your head. That's what it looked like. Yes, that's the way we used to wear our hair. Well, the first time that, you know, when summer hit, we'd all get our tops of our heads sunburned.
Oh, that's got to hurt.
And then we didn't have, you know, the covers you wore did not protect your ears.
Nope.
You know, it was just like a baseball cap, kind of, the Marine Corps cover. But it never covered your ears. Now, most of the time we're in the field, you had your sleeves down and you were covered that way. And then in the when you're out in the desert, same thing. But at least then we had some floppy hats that kind of covered your ears. But still, it just catches up with you. Because when I was young, same thing. You put iodine in baby oil.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get that. Have you ever done that, Dave? You're too young for that. Yeah. Don't ever do that, by the way.
No.
Don't ever do that. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, if you want some fun, I mean, you could do it with your new baby. I think you could put some iodine and turn the color a little bit, but I wouldn't advise it.
No, I mean, in fact, it's not too early. It's not too, I would tell people to put sunscreen all over the babies. You're going to have them out in the, you know,
well, when,
out in the sun.
You know, what's funny is I'll do a PSA is because I've been using sunscreen since it came out. I've been using sunscreen and 15 really is the best because when you start looking at the chemicals, they need to do 30 and 50 and I guess they have like 300 million now. 15 is really a kind of a safer level because the chemicals they use to put in the sunscreen, they actually are harmful to your skin. They do provide you from sunburn, but the chemicals that are used to do that are more damaging than the sun, maybe. So be careful.
Yeah. They say anything over 50 doesn't, you know, 50 will give you all the protection you need anyway, and you see this 300.
But, yeah.
But somebody was on the other day and said there's this new kind. It's a mineral kind.
Oh.
That is kind of like the zinc oxide, but it doesn't, you know, it's not the
white. It's not white.
It's not the white.
It's not Australian white.
It's not the Australian white they put over you. But they, but it's a mineral kind, and it's a better protection, and it's healthier.
Yeah.
So, okay. Enough of that.
Yes. I was mentioning to you that, you know, when you talk about the media, we can talk about this after the break. But folks, most of you may or may not be aware of this, but China is having what is the equivalent of biblical floods right now.
The 1,000-year floods are going on.
There's like, it's like 20% of their country is under water.
I have not seen that.
Anywhere. Exactly. Why is the news? I mean, if we have a small flood in the Mississippi Valley and it's the news on FEMA and for everything for weeks. Well, unless it's over there in North Carolina, and then they try to cover it up right away. But other than that, I mean, you know, this is how corrupt our media has become along in complicity with China, is you have massive upheaval and flooding in what is technically our largest enemy, and you would not even know there was anything happening over there. And there is so much bad stuff happening in China right now that they really are on the ropes. But it goes back to the media is, you know, I start seeing these reports and cross-checking and double-checking and triple-checking. And most of the flooding is being caused by severe corruption and bad planning from the central government. And it has created this area. I mean, think of the entire Midwest being flooded out. And so I heard you and Dave mentioning about media and dishonesty. And it's amazing that an event that scale doesn't even make the news of national, local, anything. So there's just a lot of cover-up going up on everything right now. And you're playing with your phone. You've become a millennial. You know that?
No, I'm not. I'm just having to do work, too, at the same time, because if I don't get this word out to people, my people don't get paid today. So.
Oh, we want to get paid.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to get everybody.
Like Dave. Dave perks up immediately.
Money? Money? Okay. Well, no, but you're absolutely right. You know, I don't, but I don't watch news that much. I mean, what I'll do in the evening is I'll peruse all different
sources. Sites.
So I'm looking at for today's show to see if there's anything, and then I come in here early and I go back through a bunch of different sources. I'm looking at BBC.
Yeah.
It could be on the BBC and I didn't look at BBC today.
Yeah.
But China, and we can talk about this after the break, China is, it's where we need to be very aware of China. They are going through problems that most people don't have any idea about.
Mm-mm.
Everything from low morale of their male, the male Chinese, because of decisions made 20 years ago that is now tremendously impactful on Chinese society, their military, their where they're going with their in their economy.
Yep.
So
we can touch on that.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, was founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. And my friends, it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's a great barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there, and I've been going to the Cypress Square Barbershop since I moved to Reading back in 07. Thoroughly enjoyable guys down there, Tim and Logan, young men, and they give great haircuts. You can make an appointment, and that's the way I roll. I call them at 530-244-9478. Make an appointment. It works on my schedule. Roll in, get a great haircut. Sometimes I hang around, catch up on my Car and Track and National Geographic, or just sit around and listen to what people are talking about. But I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. There's very few of those left. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Doug Jenke.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Humps are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBach. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We're broadcasting baseball tomorrow night on Independence Day on the 5th and the 6th. We've got Colt 45 baseball rolling.
I think tonight, too. I think Sue told me all four nights this week. Yep, she did.
We got a game tonight, too.
Yes, sir.
Whoa, okay. It starts at 7:15. So come on out and see that. We already gave away our 4th of July package to the McDonald's, who called in. And longtime listeners, and we've known them a long time. He said, first time they've ever won anything. Well, we have some people that have our phone number on speed dial. Hello, Sean.
Yeah.
But you know what? We gave tickets to Sean the other night. For a wedding singer down at the Cascade, a musical. And it was the first time he's ever been in the Cascade.
Really?
Yeah. I thought, well, you know what? That's great. You know, that you go down and get to see, which, by the way, was really a fun musical. I mean, it's local theater, but it was really, really good.
Oh, wow.
Blake Fisher and the whole supporting cast. But the Cascade, if you've not been in the Cascade Theater, seriously, you need to go in there sometime. And just look at how beautiful it is, and when they built that thing and they brought it back to its one time, such a great place with all the murals and the gold and all.
Oh,
that.
Man, I got to see.
Have you been there lately?
Oh yeah, well I've seen Styx, Pat Benatar, the Queen tribute show. Oh gosh, there was like Bryan Adams was there, acoustic, and so if you pay attention to it, there's some big name artists that come through Reading, and that's a great venue. So I love it.
It is, and you know what? There's parking all around it, and you may park. You know, you may walk a block.
Yeah,
but these are short blocks.
Yes,
and it's safe downtown. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
and they do, and we need to support places like the Cascade Theater, Riverfront, Axiom. We need to support all these theaters because we have such an incredible pool of talent in this town. For a town this size.
Well, you know what's funny is everybody talks about how Bend has culture and everything else, and this is us trying to build our local culture. So we need to support the local folks and build this up because the Cascade is really a gem in the city of Reading. I agree.
It is. Okay.
So you're looking at your computer. So what's next, sir?
Well, I was looking at, we were talking about China during the break.
Yes, we were.
And you know, people don't realize that China could be very close to imploding in many areas. They made a decision, was it 20 years ago?
Over 20 years ago,
that you could have one baby. And
a preferred choice as on top of that.
And a preferred choice was male. So if somebody was carrying a female, they would abort the baby.
Or they would do that.
And so what they did was they wanted to build up that labor pool and their military and all this. Well, now here it is 20 plus years later, and they realized what a huge mistake that made because there is a shortage of women, believe it or not, in a country this huge.
Yeah.
And so you've got, military age males and a little bit older, in fact, that do not have women available just even to date.
Yep.
So this is causing a great morale crisis there.
Well, and on top of that is the Chinese
people have, I don't use the word adopted, but they've taken on the Western norm of women have careers and women can have everything and women. So even the ladies that are there, they don't want kids because they're under the impression they're going to have a career. So even the ones that are of age, they don't want to have kids. They don't want to have family. It's too expensive.
Well, look what happens. Look what's happened to Japan.
Yep.
It's that policy on steroids in Japan,
yeah,
and their birth rate has dropped so dramatically because everybody is just work.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't. I mean, they're having online relationships with AI.
Yeah,
because it's the only relationships they can build.
Yeah,
but then you go into their military, and they're spending trillions on their military, and I think part of that is to, you know, that's the one thing maybe they can kind of control is how much they spend on their military because of other things are happening, like the floods, because of water mismanagement in many cases. Sometimes it's just, you know, you get caught in it. But water mismanagement, storage mismanagement, their economy is taking hits. And their plan, their 50-year plan is, I mean, they're stuck in this.
Well, yeah, you know, and people,
and
you know,
we have to understand this, that China also has a lot of American dollars.
Well, and that's it, is, yeah, you know, for folks listening, first off, thank you for listening, but the reality is people go, well, it's China, what does it have to do with us? Well, first off, second largest economy in the world, and we're tied to it finger deep, on so many fronts. And so, for example, just an easy number. During the 2008-2012 crisis, about $1.2 trillion defaulted in residential loans. So just 1.2. China is sitting on nearly $9 trillion of defaulted residential debt in a smaller economy. A lot of international money was in that defaulted debt right now. And so there's companies around the world, America included, that have watched the value of the real estate bubble in China explode, or implode, I should say. Then you've got factories that are shut down. They're not paying their people. And what Carl and I were talking about is when you get to this point, you have a country that is dying. China is dead. China will never be as good as it was 10 years ago. It's dying. Its population is gentrifying. Its economy is imploding. The people are revolting. But it's a cornered animal, and, you know, much like a cornered badger would be, that's when they do crazy things. And that's why all that talk about Taiwan comes up, because one of the ways to get your country out of a economic funk is go to war. The reality is their military within 100 miles of their coast is going to be very formidable. Outside of that range, I think they're very minimal because they just don't have the supply chain to keep it going. But it's a big deal only because our economy is in really bad shape. I don't care what they say on the news. It is in bad shape. We've got bubbles in everything. The stock market, real estate, the bond market is not doing well. I could go through all this and make it macro and try to explain
it. Loans.
What's that?
Student loans.
Student loans just had six million loans just had went back active, and they found that, like, I don't know, 1.8 million loans were in immediate default. And so those folks who had a pass for the last 2 years, they're now going to go to collections. How's that going to impact? And then they're throwing the fact that California now, interestingly enough, I had read multiple articles that said as of July, gas was going up about 50 cents. Hasn't happened yet. So,
well, I read that every year
it goes up a little bit.
It goes up. In this case, it was 1.9 or 1.6. Yeah, something like that. So it would go up, you know, whatever that is. It's the upcoming CARB things that are really going to impact, along with the closing of the two largest
refineries in California.
Yeah, 20% of the gas refining is just gone.
Yeah.
And then with the CARB stuff, then you're talking about that $6.50, $7 gas.
Independent, not left, not right.
Yeah,
independent analysis
said that.
Yeah, independent analysis said that we might see $8 gas in California by the end of 26. Now let that sink in. And so our economy on many levels is on a what they call bubble epic. And China, the second largest economy in the world, is imploding. And Europe is in a big mess as well because One of the things that Carl and I talked about off air was, you know, Trump came back touting how great he did on NATO. Well, the NATO 5% GDP, whatever they're going to do, it doesn't even take effect for 10 years. So we're still on the hook for the defense for 10 years. But they've got, you know, 4 month or 4 week vacations and social and free medical. Well, we, because we've provided for their defense, we've given that, but they're still also, Europe isn't tough. So this is this thing with China is a big deal because you can't have all the major economies, Europe, China, and America in tough straits. That's not a good place to be. And I think we're there right now.
Well, you know, you're talking about, Europe. Well, I was offered a job by Lucent over there out of the Netherlands.
Yep.
And you get, it was 37 days off.
Mm-hmm.
In the package they offered me, 37 days off. Now, that was just Monday through Friday. Didn't count weekends. Like when we take vacations, it counts weekends. Didn't count weekends. So, you know, so add that on there. And on top of that, the medical and all this. And in the package I had, you know, it was, you know, paying for my house and all these things in Spain, and, you know, it's a pretty good deal. Clothing, you know, so much for, you know, buying clothes. And, but then he said, and they can't fire you. And I said, they can't what? He said, they can't fire you. This is Europe. And I went, because it was a headhunter that got me, and I'd already gone through their, you know, I talked to the, you know, vice president of the Senate. They hired me. Yep, signed the papers here, which I didn't. I wonder now and then why I didn't. But I don't look back at things. I had my reasons at the time. But that was the kind of packages they had.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, but just everybody over there got at least 30 to 40 days of vacation every year, paid vacation.
Yeah.
Your medical was taken care of, and socialism and all this kind of stuff, and socialized medicine. And now they did tax you. But because I was an expat, I was getting, you know, I was getting some kind of deals on that, and they were going to pay me in euros.
Yeah.
So, which I could have then transferred back to banks in the United States and gotten the conversion right there.
Yeah.
So, but this is the kind of, and when they tried to cut back on those vacation times, remember?
Oh, Italy, man.
There were riots. There were riots out there. You can't do that. You can't do that.
France went into a holy hell rebellion because they wanted to take the work week from 32 up to 36 hours a week.
Yes, yes.
And the unions, the people protested as if you took away their left arm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all because America has rebuilt their country after World War II. We've provided for their defense. Financially, we had for many, many years huge bases in most of those countries that provided massive amounts of stimulus in terms of money.
Of course it did.
And so the Europeans had this, air quotes, higher quality of life than Americans, and we paid for it all. So, you know, hopefully we change that in the near future, because I'd like to have Americans start having a high quality of life. That'd be cool.
Well, okay. And
another thing.
Before we take our break, here's my final words on that. We have a higher quality of life.
Yes,
you
do.
You know that.
Yes.
You've traveled. You're not, yes. You know, you're not somebody that just stayed your whole life in one spot in Mississippi. We have an incredibly high standard of living here. Even our poor.
Yes. Are very wealthy.
Are very wealthy compared to other countries.
Yep.
So we have that quality of life here.
Yes.
And,
we do.
You know, say what you want about medical. Yes, it's harder. It's this and this and this.
Go to socialism medical system.
Go to Italy.
Go to Canada.
Go to Canada. Go to some of these other countries. Go to England.
Yeah.
And you're going to find that our medical
our
system
pretty good.
Is pretty damn good here. And yeah. Now we have to take a break.
Well, it was kind of cold that night. She said, "Lord, on her balcony." Yeah, she put in the cars, rolled by at old 441, like waves crashing on the beach. That's for one desperate moment.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Hey, Redding. Stay big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. The community paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Sun comes shining, and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, the voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This land was made for you and me. Hey, I hope everybody has a great 4th of July tomorrow. I want you to be safe. I want you to take care of yourselves. I hope you get a chance to either tonight go see Anderson Explodes and tomorrow Freedom Fest, or both of them. That would be great. You can ride Raba down to the Civic Auditorium, and that'll help with parking. Or you can just go to the Tiger Field. We're having a game tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday. And the if you go to the game tomorrow night at Tiger Field, just hang around and watch the fireworks from right there, and not get caught in all the big crowds. Bring your chairs, bring your blankies. I think the vendor's going to stay open, and so it'll be a great time that way. So I hope you have just a wonderful weekend. And remember, hey, this is our 250th. Just 250.
Something like that.
Something like that. Oh, no, it's the next year, 1776.
1776, yes.
It is 200 years.
Yeah, I remember in 1976, I lived down in Long Poke. 250th
for the Marines and the services and other things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I remember living down in Long Poke, and that Freedom Train was coming up the rail from Los Angeles on its way up to Seattle, and that was cool to see that big old steam motor painted black and orange. And so I wanted to do that again this year. It was pretty good.
I don't know. That sounds cool.
Yeah. So, hey, yeah. I'm going to say this right now,
Carl. Okay,
we
got 5 minutes.
I'm going to say something real quick.
Okay.
Thank you to you and all the veterans, because it's because of you guys and the sacrifices you made that we get to have the 4th of July. So a big thank you. But I was going to pop in on that Dutch generosity. When I was living in Holland, I had a regular job because we played on the weekends, and I practiced Tuesdays and Thursdays, sometimes on Wednesdays as well. So, I mean, I had a regular job. And they have a thing called the 13th month.
Okay.
And so you would you would get your normal paychecks as you'd go through. And then at Christmas, they would give you a basket with wine. Literally, it didn't matter what job it is. They gave you a basket with some wines and some cheese and stuff. And there'd be an envelope in there with a full 13th month, i.e. paycheck in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they were allowed to do that. But at the same time, I had this discussion with my brother-in-law. He's like, yeah, and we've got free this, and we got free medical, and we got free. And I said, Yost, and he was making $150,000 a year. And I go, so Yost, what is your income tax? He goes, well, 50%. And I go, what's your VAT tax? He goes, 21%.
Yeah.
He goes, I go, what is your gasoline selling for a gallon? $8 a gallon. I said, so you already lose 75,000 euros a year, so you can have free medical and free college. And his eyes just kind of went big, like, oh, good point.
When I was working and I was running that project in Croatia,
yeah,
it was all over Croatia. And I had teams in five different locations. We divided into five different sectors there. Socialized medicine, you know, the education. But here's what was happening was people would have, like, let's just say dry cleaning, because I knew people that had dry cleaning. They'd have two of them, but they'd only declare one. Because they didn't have the money. If they paid all the taxes and everything, they couldn't afford to have an apartment and a car. I mean, and a lot of people there, they live with their parents for a long time. They don't have cars because of the expense, because how much money was taxed. So you had this gray economy where there were probably billions of kroner out there, but never got to the government because they hid it. And so, and everybody knew it was going on.
Oh yeah.
So do we want to get to that level? Of course not. Of course we don't want to get there. I mean, on the other hand, you see these things. I get taxed on the money I make. I get taxed on the house I owned. I get taxed,
on the gas I put in my car.
Yeah, I pay taxes on this and I pay more taxes on that. I mean, at some point, is it going to reach that 50%? Or in some cases, maybe it already has.
No, we're already past 50%, Carl. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a high earner or not. You're already past 50%. Because, I mean, if you're a tax-paying schmuck like myself, I'm self-employed, so I get that extra benefit of 7.5%. But you're looking at, I would say, across the board, a 25% from your gross. So there's 25 quarters gone. Then throw in your gas tax. Then throw in your sales tax. Then throw in your property tax. Then throw in all that. If you add up just the taxes alone for the average schmuck, like myself and you, you're already at 50%, and they want more. And that's the problem. We're at a point where our government is taking more than we get to keep.
Dennis Miller said one time, he says, I'll stay in California to the day they take $1 more than I make.
Yeah.
And then you talk to people, and I've told this story before, moved from Escondido to Wyoming, it's like he said, like a $20,000 a year raise. And this is why a lot of people retire and they move out of California.
Yeah.
Because immediately they're going to make it's like $1,000 a month minimum income because of taxes and gas. And, now if you run this gas tax, even if that gas goes up to $6 a gallon, the prices are just gonna keep going
crazy.
Up. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, and so there's gonna be a bigger exodus.
Yeah,
bigger exodus. Coming. It's coming. Yeah.
And then, so when that happens, then what's your alternative? Oh, well, let's start taxing them on the miles they drive. It's coming, my friend.
Well, they've already got that. They've already got the proposal out there.
It's coming.
Which
it's
is
coming.
Funny is it's a load of crap, hoopadoo, because we pay for every gallon of gas has a huge amount of tax in it.
Yeah.
So that's your mileage tax already. So we don't need an extra mileage tax.
Happy 4th of July, buddy.
Yes.
And to everybody out there, have a great 4th of July. Remember why we're so proud of this date and this weekend is for our independence. We fought for our independence. And that fight still goes on every day.
Yeah.
Stay alert, stay aware, and God bless America.
I'll see you in 4 weeks.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Reading.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.